Sukkah, Per Gimel, Mishnah Ches, 3:8. After reviewing the halachas of each of the four minim individually, now the Mishnah considers what they do together. And here in Mishnah Ches, we talk about the mitzvah of igud, of binding the lulav along with the hadas and arava together, and whether that is in fact a mitzvah at all. So, to understand the Mishnah, you have to understand that there's a iser from the Torah, referred to as Baal Tosif, the prohibition against adding to a mitzvah. It's actually a reference to the Pasuk in Devarim, Perek Dalad Mishnah, Pasuk base, which says, Lo sosifu al hadavar asher anochi mitzava eschem. You may not add, you shall not add to the matter in which I commanded you, which means that one can't add to a mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah, say, for example, wearing tzitzis, those are four strings doubled up on each corner. You can't make it five strings doubled up. Similarly, if you have to have four parshas in your tefillin, so you can't add a fifth parsha. And that would mean as well that if you have to have four minim, you can't add a fifth min, a fifth species to shake on sukkahs. And if you do, you'd actually be over an iser d'oraisa of Baal Tosif. So when you're going to bind your lulav with the other minim, tying them together, if the binding itself is part of the mitzvah, so then if you'd use a material other than the four minim, for example, you say a linen string, so then you'd be adding a fifth species, a fifth min, to your minim. You'd have five instead of four minim, and that would be Baal Tosif. But it's only true if the tying is part of the mitzvah. If the tying is something exogenous to the mitzvah, it's outside the purview, the scope of what the mitzvah is, it's simply for noi, for decoration, and therefore the decoration will be just subordinate to the minim, but not part of the minim. So then you wouldn't have a problem of Baal Tosif. You're not adding a fifth min. You're simply adding a nice handle to beautify the mitzvah to shake the other four, if you will. And that being the case, since we have a machlokas, whether the tying, the binding of the minim is a mitzvah or not, we'll have a machlokas if you must bind your minim with oso min, with the same species, meaning with something that came from a palm tree or a willow branch or a myrtle tree, bush, which would be the case. You wouldn't be required to do that if the binding were a mitzvah. If the binding is not a mitzvah, then you could use simply string or whatever you want to tie it together. And therefore the Mishnah says, "En ogdin es halulav ele bemino," says the Tanakhama, who's Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda holds that you may not, since he holds that the binding of the four species is a mitzvah from the Torah all to itself, based on Adrasha, and therefore he says when you do the tying of those different lulav hadas orava together, you must use either lulav hadas orava materials to tie them together. Rebbe Meir, however, disagrees. Rebbe Meir Omer, afilu b'mashicha. Rebbe Meir holds there is no mitzvah to tie the minim together. There is an issue of noi, of making it beautiful, of decorating it, if you will, and that is a fulfillment of a separate Torah principle of zekeli va'anvehu, of beautifying mitzvahs, and therefore Rebbe Meir says it's good to bind your minim together, but since it's not part of the mitzvah, you could use any material, even say string, made of linen for argument's sake, and that would not be considered Baal Tosif. Amar Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Meir tries to bring a proof from a story. He says, Ma'aseh ba'anshei Yerushalayim, the very conduct of the people of Yerushalayim, shehayu ogdin es lulavehen be'gimonios shel zahav. They would use these golden bands or wires or strings, whatever they were, out of gold to tie up their lulavim. And that's, of course, not from the four species, and that, therefore, would suggest the problem of Baal Tosif if you were right. Therefore, you see that he's right, that it's just for decoration purposes, and therefore you could use a material like gold, which is not one of the four species. Amrulo, but the rabbis come in defense of Rebbe Yehuda, and they say you can't bring a proof from there, because bemino hayu ogdenoso milamata, because beneath those golden bands, there were, let's say, palm branches. It was like a koishikol, like we know koishiklach, those, how we do it often, Ashkenazim, we have this, the made out of lulav leaves bound together, and then on top of that it was covered in gold. So you can't bring a proof. The halacha is like Rebbe Meir, meaning that one, there's no mitzvah to do the binding of the four species to each other, and therefore you could use any material you want, and the purpose would be just for noi, for decoration, to beautify the mitzvah. However, it is brought down, and therefore you could do anything you want. However, it's brought down that the ideal thing to do is indeed to use the same materials, also min. So therefore the custom, prevailing custom, is to use kaishiklach, you know, the lulav branches themselves, anyways, woven together to make a holder. There are those indeed who do decorate the arbaminim, especially in the Sephardic tradition. And let's say they have, let's say, the string around, have your golden string, that's fine. Be careful, however, if you are going to be using some sort of handle, if you will, or decorative element to bind your lulav, you'd have to make sure that it's not coming between your hand and the arbaminim. That would be considered to be something that intercedes between your hand, and therefore you wouldn't be taking the minim themselves, kind of the same way the golden covered shofar must have that, or silver covered shofar for that matter, has to have the, where the mouth goes, plain horn, so nothing intercedes. So too, you have to make sure that what's in your hand is just minim directly, and in fact, you should make an effort to pull down the stalks of the hadas and the rava deep into the koishikos. When you're holding it in your hand there, you have in your hand lulav as well as hadas and a rava, and nothing else between your hand and them.